Blog Talk Radio.
But the message still is the same. Because whatever you need is over here at the table. If it's love, it's at the table. If it's peace, it's at the table.
Monday Morning Joy will deal with real life experiences as the host Gail Dudley will be totally transparent and share life situations as an everyday woman, mother, sister, friend, pastor, a pastor's wife, businesswoman who still struggles in life and when ready to quit, finds the strength to keep pushing through. Gail will talk real life, transparency, uplifting, encouraging, speaking the truth. In the end, women will be motivated, excited, and ready to take on any and all things, feeling stronger and more motivated to push through life situations.
Welcome to Monday Morning Joy. I am your host, Gail Dudley. We are continuing with our Ready to Pray, a movement of intercession, where we spend about 15 minutes of real talk about prayer and intercession. We're digging deep. We are teaching throughout the chapter of the book, Ready to Pray, a spiritual journey of prayer and worship. Some of you are gathering around the table with others. Others of you are listening alone each Monday morning. And still there's some who are carrying on the conversation throughout the week. I am here to share with you in great excitement that lives are changing. Lives are changing. People are living more abundantly. Things are happening, and God is doing a great work. I want to start by sharing that I just returned home from Myrtle Beach, where Noah was not having a fun-filled day on the beach. It wasn't anything like that, although it was beautiful out there. But I was with a group of 104 ladies from Southbrook Church out of Charlotte, North Carolina, for their women's conference. And they were talking about being renewed, being revived, being remembered, being refreshed. And I had the opportunity to share with these women. The week before, I was in Chicago, Illinois, and I was with a group of Red Bud Writer Guild. It's a member-only writers guild that I am had the privilege of being a part of, and we had a great time. And even before that, I was with another group of women, just really going before the Lord, seeking Him, asking Him what is next in our life. And then some of you may have already seen the blog where I am blogging about Martise Johnson, the young African-American male junior at UVA, and how he was thrown to the ground and beaten by ABC officers. And I blogged about that. And hearing the women this past weekend just talk about what's going on in their lives and hearing about the women while in Chicago, hearing them talk about their lives, it is so important that today I want to focus on fasting and prayer. I want to focus on fasting and prayer. Daniel fast, and if you want to read more on this after this this broadcast, go to Daniel chapter 10 and look at verses 2 through 11. Again, that's Daniel chapter 10, looking at verses 2 through 11. Daniel mourned. Daniel consecrated himself. Daniel at times did a partial fast over the plight of his people in Israel. You can note that out of Daniel 10, chapter 10, verses 2 through 11, we will find him just really crying out before the Lord. He's refusing the choice food. He's trying to prepare his mind. He's trying to prepare his heart. He refused to partake of things that were going to block his clarity and block being able to hear from the Lord. It's time for some of us who are mourning to consecrate ourselves and possibly do a partial fast or a full fast, whether it's for your church, your local church family, for the world, for the nation, for the state, for the city, for the area which you live, for yourself, or for whatever reason. It may be time for you to set time aside to fast in the presence of the Lord. Let me share this with you. Fasting is not for Jesus. Fasting is for you. Daniel mourned for 3 entire weeks. That's 21 days. However, you can fast for 1 day if you choose. Or you can fast for 3 days if you choose. Or you can do the 21-day fast. And there's so many people in this season leading up to Resurrection Sunday, Easter Sunday, who have actually been on a fast for 40 days. Your fast may be fruits and vegetables. Your fast may be water or juice only until 6 p.m. Your fast may be many, many things. But it may be time, if you find yourself in a struggle, if you find yourself feeling a sense of loneliness or loss, if you're finding yourself in a place of oppression or depression or despair, this may be the Lord tugging on your heart to come away with Him and to be with Him. Daniel abstained from tasty food. This was the party food. This was the desserts. This was also the meat and the wine. For some of us, because we are on this fast food diet, if you will, and I'm saying when I say fast food diet, that's the only things that we're eating because we're in this fast society. So it's a quick, let me roll up to this fast food restaurant or that fast food restaurant or to run into a convenience store and pull out things like potato chips or candy or popcorn. Starbucks or desserts or things that are quick, caffeinated beverages, soda, pop. We're just doing this quick thing instead of thinking about those things that we are putting in our bodies. Now, I understand that some of us may take medication, so a fast of no food may not be the best thing for us. So do what works for you. But I am really sensing that this is a season of a fast as we're going into Palm Sunday and going into Easter Sunday. Now, here's a prayer strategy around fasting. The main focus in calling a fast is to seek the Lord for His will. We're seeking His will. We're seeking His guidance. We're seeking His direction. We're seeking His protection. We're seeking His covering. We're seeking just to be with Him, even if it's silence. I know some of us do not like those moments of silence, however, silence is as just as important as anything else. So we may be seeking this place of silence. This prayer strategy is we may be praying for resources, financial resources or resources of greater education or resources of connecting with people who could help us along the way, whether that is counseling, prayer, whether those are different tools, a trade, a skill, where we're just at a place of being lost, being empty, and we're seeking. It could be a time to pray for family members or a illness or disease or a hardship in a relationship where you're praying for reconciliation. There could be praying for God's outpouring of love and direction. I'm reminded of Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 through 3, where it says, "Write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that the herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it lingers, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay." So there's 4 things I want to put before you today. If you're driving, don't stop and try to write. Don't try to text it in your memo section. Just replay this message and hear it later. But the 4 things, number 1, prepare your heart for the fast by praising and worshiping God. Prepare your heart. And this is where we get into a place of a prayer and praise and worship, just preparing our heart, saying that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Again, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That is preparing your heart for this fast. That is thinking about those things that are great and mighty, knowing that God is going to be with you. Again, whether it's a whole day or whether it's 3 days or whether it's 7 days or whether it's 21 days, whatever that looks like for you, prepare your heart for the fast. The second thing, begin with prayer to the Lord and repent of any sins. Go to God and repent. Pull out your list. If this is just between you and God, pull out your list and repent. Let him know authentically how you are asking and seeking his forgiveness and how you are sorry and you apologize and you repent of any and all sin. Now, sometimes we look at our situation and we say to ourselves, well, I don't have anything major. Well, maybe it's just something simple. Maybe it's that you spent your last dime on something that you had no business purchasing in the first place, but it was a guilty pleasure. You did it, and now you're unable to pay a bill, or now you're unable to put gas in your car. Whatever that is, it can be that simple. Maybe it's as simple as you didn't speak to a coworker this morning, and you need to ask for forgiveness, and you didn't speak to them because you really don't like them. That's what I mean. Stop looking at things on a large scale and look at things on a smaller scale, the little things that we do. Number three, establish a time each day to spend alone with God. Establish a time. Maybe it's rising early in the morning, 30 minutes. Or maybe you want to just start with 15 minutes. Or maybe you just want to start with 5 minutes. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Those 5 minutes will turn into 15 minutes, which may turn into 30 minutes, which may turn into an hour, because it's a sweet time with the Lord. So set aside time each day. Maybe it's your drive to work. Maybe it's your break time at work. Maybe it's at 12 noon. Maybe it's at 8 p.m. Maybe it's at midnight when the house is completely quiet. Whatever time that is, set that time aside to be with God. And then number four, read your word daily. Read your word daily. If it's one scripture, if it's two scriptures, if it's a book, a chapter within a book of the Bible, maybe it's a short book of the Bible, and you read the entire book. So those are four things I want you to be mindful of. But I'm going to give you a couple more things just to add to a list as you're thinking about fasting and praying. You want to be specific with God with your requests. It's important to be specific, or to say, God, I really don't know, but Jesus, you do. So will you intercede on my behalf? That's being specific. Or you may just want to say, God, I'm going to journal. We talked about journaling from the beginning. I'm going to just journal some things. I'm going to go back and reflect on the covenant that I made with you when we first started this series back in January on Blog Talk Radio. You also want to be very aware of the enemy's strategies, and you want to be able to respond to yourself and ask yourself the question, who told you these things when these things are negative and not uplifting to God? And you want to get a prayer partner, somebody that will hold you accountable, somebody that you can go and be a confidant with and share your prayer, knowing that they're just going to stand in intercession with you and not try to defeat you. And then when you are tempted to eat something, whatever you decide to give up, start praying and asking God to see you through. That's all the time we have today. Thank you for joining us at the table. And remember to email me if you have any questions. That's GED@MIMtoday.org.
And now you know. Thank you for joining Gail at the table. To send topic suggestions, please email us at GED@MIMtoday.org. And to follow us on Twitter, connect with us at Gail Dudley. Visit us on the website at www.gaildudley.com. for books, resources, coaching sessions, and upcoming seminars and events.
Make it easy.